Welcome back, everyone, to the Courageous Nation podcast, where every week we have a meaningful conversation that inspires you to live courageously. I'm your host, Lance Mierke, and I'm here with your life coaches, Mandy and Rachel, from Big Blue Couch Coaching. Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Hey.
It is.
It's a new day
great
in America.
To be back. It is, isn't it, though?
Wonderful. Yes. When you hear this, it's already
be almost a week.
Yeah, it'll be mm-hmm. almost a week, so it can really settle in, and you'll hopefully you'll if your candidate didn't win, hopefully you won't be manic. And if your candidate did win, hopefully you won't be boastful.
Mean. Yeah. Yeah. Let's all be honorable and nice.
But today it is the day after.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
I think we can all agree that is a historical moment.
Yes.
Happened last night. I think a historical moment happened for all the parties.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So even though Hillary didn't win, I think there's a lot of historical things that happened for the Democrat mm-hmm. Party.
There actually was. I was actually a friend of mine on Facebook posted something cool about the first Hispanic woman. I think was nominated to the Senate.
Yeah, there were a lot of big things that happened.
There really was. Yeah, it actually was really cool to see that mm-hmm. and to see, like, even in North Dakota, our own state, mm-hmm. we had a Native American man running for Congress.
Right.
So that was pretty cool. There was a lot of other things outside of the presidential part.
There was. And so this is my husband's, like, undeclared holiday is the every 4 years of the presidential thing. So we always have people over to watch it or whatever, and he gets very passionate.
Very.
And you were up all till it was over?
No, we did not. And the only reason we didn't, because Brandon had to fly out on a plane this morning at 5:45.
He was up till 1 o'clock.
But he was up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was up till midnight, and then I was like, I just can't.
Watching it, and I think they finally started closing out.
I think it was at 1:45 when NBC finally said something.
Okay.
PBS had called it about 45 minutes earlier. And NBC was just holding out hope, and my eyes were just slits. I was trying, I wanted to watch Trump's speech, but I almost just
I watched his speech this morning.
Did you? I haven't seen it yet.
Well, about 10 minutes of it. It's long.
Yeah.
The thing that I found really remarkable about that first 10 minutes that I listened to was the majority of it was thanking everybody on his team.
Mm. Yeah, he was.
Which surprised me. I thought.
They were all very mm-hmm. gracious.
Yeah.
About it, which I like to see that.
Yeah, isn't that crazy that it surprises us, though? This election season
Everything.
Has been so vicious and so crazy that now when we see maybe, quote-unquote, the real person, we're like, oh, all right.
Because I think we could probably agree, too, that the real person on both sides probably wasn't always what we saw in the public eye. I mean, there was a lot of, it was ugly for so long. And
very
honestly,
ugly.
It's ugly today. I mean, I don't know if you guys noticed it today. We don't have cable right now. We just have like some local
But on
channels.
Facebook it's
is
been
crazy.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Not so much in my newsfeed because I've, you know, I will unfollow people that are mean. Mm-hmm. I don't care if you don't agree with me, but if you're mean in your comments, I'll unfollow you because I don't want that. But what I'm noticing is some of the comments in the people that I do see on my newsfeed, mm-hmm. the comments on their post is really like, wow, really? You guys, like, it's done. It's over.
Right.
Let's move forward mm-hmm. from here. And I think, you know, just being able to say, okay, well, we're going to pray for our leaders of our nation, of our state, of our communities, because I think that's the easiest thing we can do.
Yeah, mm-hmm. definitely.
And then from there, the change that we want to see starts in our homes. It starts in our own minds and in our own hearts. And when we get that right, the rest of this will get better. I was listening to Stephen Furtick's message last week mm-hmm. where he was just kind of saying, you know, like, I think the title was, I know, but I'm not nervous. And he made a statement in there where he said, I have no right to be upset about the candidates that our culture that I'm a part of creating has presented to us.
Mm. Right.
So it's like, yeah, we've all had a part in mm-hmm. creating this culture one way or another, whether we like to admit that or not.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so what are we going to do with it from this point forward? I think it'll be fascinating to see what plays out. I'm not going to try to speculate either way.
I think at this point it's going to be hard to see what history says about, you know, President Trump and mm-hmm. what he's going to do. Yeah, I think it's been really fascinating. The whole thing this last year has been crazy to watch.
Mm-hmm.
It was a huge upset. People who were supporting Trump weren't even sure whether or not he was going to pull it through. People were, I think, as far as who they thought was going to be president, I think mm-hmm. everybody kind of leaned towards Hillary. And so there was a huge upset. And I told The guys last night when we were watching, it felt like I felt bad for the reporters in the room because it was taking so long to call anything that they were kind of having to make up stuff to keep talking about.
Yeah.
Because they were repeating a lot of the same things. And all I could think of was like, you don't know that until you've done a little bit of television. That 7 minutes is all Mandy and I are ever on North Dakota Today for. And that it takes a lot of time to fill up. 7 minutes of conversation, and that's when you know what to talk about. So they had like hours and hours and hours that it should have been done before. And I was like, all these poor people, no wonder they're starting to fight because there's nothing else to really do.
Right.
They're probably hangry.
Right, yeah. Exactly. I mean, Claire turned to me and she goes, Mom, I bet they're real tired because my husband better stay up until midnight. She got to stay up till midnight, and she wanted to stay up longer, but she was falling asleep. And but yeah, I mean, I was just thinking about this, like the things that my kids have seen this year between, you know, going out to protest site, all the things that are happening in North Dakota right now, watching this like historical race happen and all that. I'm like, wow, what a crazy year this has been. And I had a thought like fly kind of across my brain tonight or today as I was driving to work. And the thing that I'm seeing is that we're very, very upset, some of us, about who is president. And some of us are just like, woohoo, about who is president. And I'm like, when did we go from we the people to we the president?
Right.
I'm like, when did we decide that whoever's on, like, the presidential, whoever that person is, that they decide everything in this country? I'm like, it's not how this country is.
No, and it's, well, it's been a seismic shift, I think, because I think we all remember in 2000, the transfer of power over the last few decades has been admirable. I think that Al Gore did an amazing job, actually, because he could have fought till the bitter end in Florida, and he transferred the power to George Bush. I think Bush did a great job giving it to Obama.
Right.
All of a sudden now, we have, for lack of a better word, a bunch of crybabies and a daycare all of a sudden where when the transfer of power happens,
they don't want
to let it go. Yeah. And, and that's unfortunate that we're sort of seeing that today. Where it's like, well, my candidate didn't win, so I'm bitter, and I'm not gonna, you know, and that's.
But you think about it, social media wasn't like it is today.
Yes.
True, and I
during those other elections, and I think that plays into a lot of it because freedom of speech is a great freedom here. Doesn't mean people exercise it with wisdom
or with integrity. Yeah,
right. And so I think it's so easy to say stuff on a computer that you would never say. To somebody's face. Or if you would say it, it's easy to misinterpret the tone. Mm-hmm. It's easy to do all of that. And so I think what we're seeing is not so much maybe the shift in culture that wasn't there before. We're seeing the fact that we get to see everybody's rare or raw emotions on social media every single day.
Yeah, and we wouldn't have seen that. And I think, I don't remember exactly what the date was, but I think it was 1928. It was 1920 something. So it's almost been 100 years since
I saw that.
There was a Republican president, a Republican House, a Republican Senate. And I think the thing we need to remember, it's been 100 years since somebody had that much control in the Republican Party. And we have to remember that there are a lot of people waking up with fear today. However, this plays out. There were things that were said by Trump. There were things that were done by Trump that people were very fearful about on the other side of the fence. And honestly, when you look at the popular vote, they were practically
neck and neck.
Yeah,
they're pretty close.
And so this country is clearly divided. Yeah. And I thought it was interesting how divided the church is over this, because it was the highest turnout of evangelical voting ever.
Wow.
Was in this election. But I think these candidates were the most polarizing in an evangelical election. And clearly, if it was the highest voting ever, a lot of the evangelicals were going a way that most people were not predicting.
So maybe we should, I'm just looking at how many great things we've been talking about already. Maybe we should right here on the spot just change the topic of today and talk about now what. We can save our topic for next week if you want to. I think we should, because maybe it's, now, how do we make America great?
Well, and one of the things I was kind of thinking of is what are the great things we have seen in this election? What are the awesome things that do make this thing historical? I mean, let's be real. Let's give Trump honor where honor is due. The man did something that nobody said he could do.
Yeah.
And that people said,
and also
like,
on the flip side, Hillary however many votes and electoral votes she was able to attain is a record for a woman.
Oh, awesome. Right. So, she did something no woman has right. ever done before. Both of them have broken down stigmas, have broken mm-hmm. down all kinds of things. The whole thing is historical. No matter who won it, mm-hmm. it was going mm-hmm. to be a historical race. And I think that's amazing.
I was listening to Sandy Krakowski. She did a 20-minute video on her Facebook page yesterday talking about the different prophetic messages that have been coming out over the last year, mm-hmm. prophesying that Trump would win.
Oh, wow.
And she wasn't saying, like, she just talked about how she's been hearing this, and if they turn out to be true, she wasn't saying, well, he's going to. She said, right now, it looks like he will, but I don't know.
Right.
Because she recorded this earlier in the day during the election day. And what she was saying is that if he wins, the monumental thing about it will be that 4 years from now, there will probably be more business people stepping into a role that can change our government and our country than ever before, because it had never been done quite like that before. I'm sure there have been business people through the years that have stepped into maybe local and all of that. But for a long time, it has been, you know, the politicians, and it has been kind of the political career type of people who have done that.
Right.
And so she said the fact that now we have somebody from business, and she goes, regardless of his character, regardless of his mistakes, mm-hmm. there are some good things coming. And I mean, there are a lot of Christian leaders that I've been listening to who are talking about how, you know, God usually uses the people that are the most unqualified.
Yep.
And he doesn't wait for them to get their ducks in a row and get their life right with him before he raises them up. And so I think from that perspective, it will be interesting to see, because from what I've seen, he's surrounding himself with leaders that, from what I can tell, and I'll admit I haven't done a ton of research, but he is starting to surround himself with people of integrity, people who are, ready to stand up for, rights for everybody, not just a certain group. Yep. So I think it'll be fascinating to see where that comes from. But I like what you said, Lance, how, okay, on the one side, we have Trump that's never, you know, this has never happened before. But also, Hillary did something no woman has ever done before either. And that's something to celebrate.
There is, because I was, before the election started, we were watching kind of like this really cool montage that CBS did of people going to the polls and women taking their daughters to the polls. Mm-hmm. And this one lady looked at her daughter who was six and was like, see, you too can be president.
Right.
And I almost got a little emotional because I was thinking of my daughter being like, hey, I can say that to her too. Now, regardless of what our political beliefs are, that's a cool thing I think that we can all agree on.
Right. Well,
that we looked last night at the candidates and said, wow, anyone really can be president.
Right. And I think there's funny memes going on around really anyone. But honestly, when you think about it,
I think that's cool.
Anyone can be president. And there was a moment last night, I don't remember what my husband was saying, but there was something our daughter was saying about Hillary. And I said, you just need to be careful on what you're saying here, because the fact that a woman has done this is amazing. Granted, clearly the country didn't think that she was the first one to be, you know, the qualified one to be the first woman president. But I was thinking about this last night, actually. And like, you know, when you think about it, we've gone from two terms of a black man that was an African-American man who was president, and then going to a woman. I'm like, these are crazy times that people even 40, 50 years ago would never have even said could have happened. Mm-hmm. Because as big as that vote was for the African-American community when Obama was elected, this is a big vote for the women community as well, because there were times in this day in this country where women were the minority and were considered the minority. And we're still kind of working on whether or not it is fair. I mean, seriously, you just did that blog post about feminism and chivalry and all of that, and saying in there, there's a divide, but, you know,
why is it there?
How can we bridge it? But they're clearly, I think it's just amazing what's been happening over the last, you know, couple of presidencies, and the things, the glass ceilings that are getting broken, the new things that are happening. And I think anything that's new is always going to be scary. There's going to be a little bit of fear about, like, okay, well, now what happens? Because literally we are in uncharted territory. The United States has never had a president like this. We've never had, it's been 100 years almost since we've had the entire, like, you know, judicial system being, you know, one-sided. And so there is a lot of change that's probably going to be happening, and that creates fear for people.
Definitely.
And that, and I think I was listening to, I think it was Caleb on the morning on the mm-hmm. way here, and they were talking about, you know, this whole thing like we've been talking about. And I think as Christians, that is something we need to rise up, that we don't always do very well. And I think mm-hmm. we've known that over the last 2 years, it's kind of race wars and all these yep. things have been happening. This is the time to rise up again. Mm-hmm. This is the time to, yes, if you voted for Trump, you can be happy. You can, you know, give honor where honor is due and what is happening. But there are people who are just as fearful as you are happy. And so yeah. I think we need to keep that mm-hmm. in mind, too, at the same time.
But I think I want to get back real quick to, Mandy, you talked about business-minded people in government. Mm-hmm. And I love that because isn't that something that should be a natural flow that we have here, right here in North Dakota? Our new governor was a business guy.
Yeah, this happened in North Dakota too.
It which is awesome, just right in our backyard. And I love that. I love that these entrepreneurs who have met payrolls, mm-hmm, who know mm-hmm. what deadlines are, who, I mean, not to stomp on our government officials, but it feels like to me having fresh new ideas in the economic spectrum is a good idea coming from a businessman.
Mm-hmm. I do too.
And so I just wanted to say that. Yeah. But,
no, but I agree because I think there are definitely growth areas when you look at government across the board, right, not just nationwide, as far as like the United States of America, but let's bring it down to states and to counties. Mm-hmm. And there are things that need to be fixed mm-hmm. because, like you said, deadlines,
yeah,
they're there for a reason.
Right.
They mean something.
Yep.
And I think having business people who know what it takes, this is the difference between having politicians who have stepped into this elite role mm-hmm. of running a country, but yet maybe they've never experienced actually building something from the ground up.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That creates so much grit and character in you.
Right.
That that will test your resolve like nothing else will.
Right. Right.
And so having business people step into the mountain of government, I mean, Sandy Krakowski talks about this a lot. I know mm-hmm. Lance Wallnow, I don't know how you say his last name. He talks about it too. And she said, that's what's happening is there's this shift where now the mountain of government, the mountain of media, and the mountain of business, they're all kind of starting to mm-hmm. work together mm-hmm. and collide. And I think good things can come from that if we choose to look for them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You can always see the bad.
Yep. Oh, yeah. It's not hard to pick up the, like, fearful things.
Right. There's always going to be something to be concerned about.
Mm-hmm.
But being able to look at, okay, well, what's the good that can come from this?
Right.
I was talking to my husband last night, and I was just telling him, you know, the last two elections, the first time around, I fell into the whole fear spectrum of, oh, my gosh, the Antichrist is coming and all this. I had not been on a personal growth journey yet.
The
fear took over massively. And I was ready to dig a hole. I didn't know what was going to happen. We were in so much debt. I was just fearful. And then the second election with President Obama, I was a little better. You know, I was ready for some changes. Wasn't quite sure what that meant. And I think for me, as somebody who has an illness, I think when it comes to healthcare, mm-hmm. I'm always going to have more concerns than the average person.
Right.
Sure.
Definitely. And I was telling this to my husband. I said, I will always have more things to be concerned about than you will when it comes to healthcare on either side. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I said, I have some big fears and concerns if Hillary would become our president, because I'm not sure what that would mean for me years down the road.
Right. Yeah.
Some of the things I've heard are not so great when it comes to people with illnesses from that side of the fence. On the same token, I also don't know what it means with Trump being president,
right,
mm-hmm. Because he's going to make some changes. And I'll admit the changes that have happened in our Affordable Care Act have not been that affordable for my family. And so that is a concern. It's mm-hmm. not something that I gripe about. It's not something that I have doom and gloom about, but it's something definitely high on my radar. And so I think when we can, you know, when we're sitting here thinking, okay, well, what do we do with this now?
Mm-hmm.
Where do we go from here?
Right.
I think the first thing is to realize that people have fears. And even if they are happy about who became president, they might still have some concerns.
Right.
That doesn't mean they're for every single thing that President Trump said on a stage. Mm-hmm. At the same time, you know, the people that have fears from, you know, wanted Hillary to win, and they have fears. I mean, we all have fears of what's going to happen next, mm-hmm. what could happen next. And I think rather than sitting here defending our point, just sit down and listen and say, why do you have that? What is your concern?
Right.
And problem solve.
Right.
Is there something you can do in your home to better prepare for the worst?
Right. Mm.
To better prepare for the best?
Right.
I mean, there are things we can all do in our homes that can make us more ready for whatever the change is in the future so that we don't have to be in despair, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. whatever the changes are, whether they're good or bad. And there'll be a little bit of both, mm-hmm. to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's just been so interesting. And I think the second thing that I would probably say as far as what do we do next, I think not only do we need to acknowledge the fact that there's fears, but I think we need to be the ones that are also spreading the hope.
Mm-hmm.
And the, like, you know, because after you listen to the fear, after you let somebody tell you what it is that they're scared of now that this is all said and done, after you are able to have that conversation with somebody, I think that it's our job, just as somebody who believes in Christ, to be the ones that do change the atmosphere in the room. Do be the ones that can cross those party lines and say, you know what? I'm sorry that your candidate didn't win. I'm sorry that you're afraid of those things. But you know what? That was amazing of her to do that. That was amazing to watch those women in their 80s and 90s crying because they finally got to vote for a woman for president. Mm-hmm. I mean, that I think we can all acknowledge the things that can bring us common mm-hmm. ground, and then be the person that spreads hope. Be the person that says, you know what, doesn't matter who is president, you're still my friend, you're still my neighbor, we're going to make this mm-hmm. thing
right.
work, because we forget sometimes mm-hmm. that we have a lot more power on the local level mm-hmm. than we let ourselves believe when
right.
it comes to fear, because we have a president, we have all of this stuff, but we also have checks and balances, we also have local government, we also yep. have local people mm-hmm. in local neighborhoods. And you know, the sun came up this morning and my little yep. girl watched PBS and played with her dolls like she does every other morning, even though, you know, Trump won.
Right.
So there are certain things that don't change, and keeping that perspective of hope and looking for gratitude, looking for the things to be grateful for, and being that person, be that person on social mm-hmm. media, because we have enough
Definitely.
Of everybody else, of either the fear or the anger or whatever. Be the person that is going to spread some hope. There are good things that mm-hmm. happen because of this. There will be good things. Not every president is all bad or all good.
Right.
We mm-hmm. have the good with the bad. And so be that shift changer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, about a week or two ago, I posted on Facebook because I'm not going to lie, I'm mostly conservative, I lean to the right, and most of my friends do too, and so I posted on Facebook, if you vote for Hillary, I'm still going to be your friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a lot of chuckles out of it and stuff, but I was being serious,
right.
because I've seen friendships and relationships break down because mm-hmm. of this election, and
it's
now
crazy.
Is the day to mend them.
Right.
Now
right.
is the day to be like, okay, I said some dumb things, let's get past that, it's mm-hmm. over with now. And I think... But I love the fact that you said, you know what, my daughter still got up today.
Right.
It's still okay. We didn't fall off like into the ocean.
Right.
And you know what? In 4 years, maybe Trump doesn't do a good job. And guess what? We'll vote him out then too.
Right.
Right.
So there's always new things coming. I'm going to paraphrase Reagan here, but he said, why can't we dream big? We're Americans.
Mm-hmm.
We can still do that. We can still do that. So I hope that that's something that you can hold on to too.
And I think too... you know, I've seen people make comments where somebody said the American people have spoken and change is coming and we're going to make America great again. And I've seen some people reply to that saying, well, the American people have not spoken. That's not what I chose. And and all these things. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, I've been on the other side of that where for a couple of years, the person I voted for didn't get in.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so why do we have to sit here and pick a fight?
Right.
Why do we have to be sore losers?
Right.
That's really what it is.
That's really the whole point of democracy.
Right.
I mean, we could go to something else if we wanted to,
mm-hmm.
but yeah, I think we do need to remember that, because
yep.
if you lean right, if you voted Republican, if you've been voting Republican for the last couple of things, we've lost.
Yeah.
More right.
than we've won if
right.
you voted Republican. And they were saying this last night too. I don't remember who it was, because We had two TVs set up in our room, in our living room.
It was amazing.
One had one channel and one had another. They were on, like, one was on mute.
Yeah, it was actually really awesome.
So I have no idea which commentary.
So in 4 years, if you want to come to Coach Rachel's house, I'll be there. Brandon will be there
for that one. I don't know. It's fun.
You'll see Brandon typically on a soapbox. It's really fun.
Typically, I am not there because my husband and I, when it comes right down to it, we have a lot of the same things. However, my husband is a very black and white thinker. And when it comes to politics, I find a lot of gray. Mm-hmm. So, and I also have a hard time keeping my mouth shut when it comes to playing devil's advocate with my husband. So, typically, I don't like to be there for that night because it's his favorite. And I'm all like, oh, Lord, have mercy. Please stop talking. So, my head does not explode. I think I even said that at one point last night. But I just completely lost where I was going. Right at that.
We had two TVs.
TVs. Okay. Oh, here I am. Found it again. So this girl was talking last night. I think she was on the PBS panel, honestly, is what I think that it was. And what she was talking about was how there's this whole thing where, you know, we change power every couple of years. Mm-hmm. It's just how this thing happens. Mm-hmm. And I think they were trying to kind of get to this realistic look at government, like you were saying, Mandy. And that is the whole point. Mm-hmm. Like, we can be gracious winners and we can be gracious losers at the same time. And that's the only way that this country comes together. And she was, I think, a Hillary supporter. And at the time, it was not looking good for Hillary. And, you know, we change things out. When things don't work, we change them. And that's the cool thing about America.
Definitely.
Is that if something doesn't work, we don't live with it forever.
Right.
We can change it. And so I think that's something else to also think about on top of all the things.
I think the main point is that even if your side lost, there's still hope. Even if your side won, be a gracious winner, you know, and do things in an honorable way. And that's, I think that's the American ideal right there.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do things in an honorable way. So this was a wonderful episode. I really enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it too.
Good job, a little off the cuff, but thanks for joining us. We love your support. We love you listening to us. We also have a email where you can ask us questions. You can send us a little message on Facebook. Also, we have a little iTunes thing, so if you want to rate us, give us a little shout there. That would be so awesome. That way more people can enjoy and get this content. So, until next time, let's rise up and build a courageous nation together.